It's time to pull out your Herkimer diamonds again. If some of you have Herkimers, do some of you have those crystals? Okay. So, Herkimers are really good for cleansing energies, and they do a beautiful job of it. If you don't have one, you can get them from Deborah Bookin at the Crystal Bee here in Cleveland, or you can order them online from people. But it doesn't matter what size Herkimer you have. You can have a little Herkimer. They're all very powerful. And the reason I'm bringing this back up is we are going through so much cleansing of toxic energy. And we are getting more discernment about what the toxic mind is like versus what a purified mind is like. And this is going to be really intensified over the next month or so, that we are going to grow in our discernment of understanding our own, what I call toxic mind, the mind that is not purified, that's clouded, shaded, obscured, and the mind that is pure and filled with light. So it's a good thing that this is happening, and also it could be challenging because you have to be very willing to be honest with yourself and honest about attachments and projections and the subtle ways we get entangled and what it feels like to come back to yourself and be centered within. And this will be between you and yourself. It's not like people are going to be coming up to you and say, "Hey, you have a toxic mind, you better clear it." although I'd like to walk around and say that. But it'll show up in your interactions. And so if you have your Herkimer and it's been put away for a while, it's a good time to pull it back out. And if you like working with crystals, you can look that up and see where you can get some. I will put Deborah's link on the page for you. She's right here in Shaker Heights, and she'll send them out to you if you're not local or don't want to pick them up. They're hard to get now, and she has a beautiful collection of them. And I don't know anyone who cleanses and purifies her crystals better than she does. So I would say that this is also a time to kind of pull out whatever supports you have in terms of energetic devices and crystals and tuning forks, bowls, whatever you have in terms of frequency devices. It's a good time to get some support from those now. Not to mention making sure that you have you're really well nourished with your vitamins and minerals too. You need all the strength you can get right now for these ascension energies and the way we're going to be moving through this period of time. I've had this intense schedule of classes leading up to June, and then there's a break. But the reason, and I've mentioned this before, the reason we've had this intense schedule is because of the ramping up of the energies. And in the next couple of weeks, they're going to ramp up even more. So it's good that we have our sacred circle here in the class. And it's good for you to give yourself permission to take your walks in nature, to nourish yourself wisely. See if your body is speaking to you and asking for certain types of therapies, you know, like acupuncture or massage or cranial sacral or something like that, that would be supportive for you. This is the time when you would want to engage those to help you. It's kind of like we've been climbing up a big mountain and we're getting near the top and we need that little extra boost to get us there. So that would be my recommendation. And if you're a crystal person, Herkimers are ready to, and willing to come out and help. Any questions or comments about that? None? Okay.
Yeah, like I have a comment. It's a thank you for that resonated with me. And I think too often I don't look for support in those wonderful places that I am familiar with. So I thank you. My Herkimers probably thank you as well because they'll be loved up some more.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we still have some of that program that says that we need to plow through things, pull ourselves up by the bootstraps, tough ourselves through things. And you don't want to become tougher. You want to be stronger from within. So the energetic and frequency-based therapies are very wise to engage right now.
I have a question, Sarah. Using the Herkimer, I don't usually use these either. So do you hold it? Do you put it next to you? How does that work?
Have you worked with crystals much, Sally?
Not a whole lot. Okay. One of the other things I was involved with you, I did purchase one. I have one downstairs that's in near a plant of mine. And so
it's probably
been
very
sitting there for
happy.
A long time.
Probably very happy by a plant. The Herkimers have been dormant for a couple years now, and they're just coming back alive. I think they were used so much that they needed a rest. But you'll see different crystals come to the forefront at different times, and according to what groups and people need them individually. So the way I would work with it, is everyone interested in knowing this? Is that something you would like me to go over?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So this is the way I approach working with crystals, and I'll talk about it a little, and then we'll activate our sacred circle, and then you'll be able to feel the frequencies of them differently too. I'm moving. I'm just reaching over to get a different Herkimer here. Okay. So for me, crystals are living beings, just like Mother Earth is a living being. So you have a relationship with your crystal. It's not an object to be used, it's a being to come into relationship with. And the more you work with crystals, maybe you'll be privileged to meet the being of the crystals that you have. They're light beings, they're living beings like the nature spirits are living beings. and the elementals are living beings, and they each have their own unique frequency, even though they come in a family. Each one is very unique. So I probably have about 8 Herkimers, and each one's different. It's one of my favorite crystals for clearing and cleansing. So the first thing to do is recognize that you're engaging with a being that has a certain frequency and purpose, and that you're entering into this relationship, a co-creative relationship. So what is a co-creative relationship? It's a relationship where there is reciprocity, where one person is not benefiting over another or because of another, but everyone involved in the relationship is fulfilling some kind of purpose for themselves. They're not being used. This is very, very important. And it's important because the way crystal dictionaries present crystals, they say, use lapis for this, use calcite for this, and the word use is in the vocabulary. And it's very much a product of the Western materialistic mind to look at something as an object to be used. So, you know how when you're outside in nature and you feel that living relationship with the trees and the earth and the flowers and the bushes?
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. That's the same kind of relationship that you have with a crystal. So let's first take that in. That there's a resonance, there's a musical quality, a harmony that exchanges in the living sphere of consciousness. So you have this crystal, and it could look like a rock. It could look like a beautiful clear crystal, or it could look like a rock that you just picked up off the ground that's still a crystal. And you settle back into yourself, into grounding, which is what we'll do right now. We'll activate the circle. So bring your energy back to yourself, and then I'll introduce the crystals into the circle and you'll be able to feel them. So bring your energy back to yourself and come back to your consciousness, to the full consciousness of your being, the physical, mental, emotional sphere of your being. And draw all the energy cords back that have connected you to your activities and people throughout the day. Invite them to release and come back. And you'll notice when your energy comes back to you that you have an easier time settling within. That it becomes a much more pleasant experience when you have your power returned to you. And now I'll mute us for this. So I'm going to repeat that so that you hear it again. When you draw your energy back to yourself and you disconnect. And I always picture it like those old-fashioned telephone operator boards where they take out the plugs and they pop back into the base of the board. When you do that, when you bring your energy back and disconnect, and it's an invitation, it's something that you can sense and feel. And sometimes you do have to say, I'm just going to leave you over there. I'm going to come back here. I'll be back later. We have an unfinished business, but on behalf of our unfinished business, I'm going to return to my place of power so that we can have a mutually beneficial outcome in our relationship. So there's every good reason to bring your power back to yourself. And when your power comes back, it becomes very easy to sit within your being. You begin to quiet down because you have energy. Agitation and confusion and dissociation are very often the function of low energy. Even energy that feels speedy or all over the place is actually a function of too little power, even though it feels like you have too much energy. You don't have enough power to organize the energy and to bring it into harmony. So we need to gather our energy back and bring our power back, collecting our energy within, and you'll notice that it becomes easier to sit still. Your being feels a calmness as compared to the agitation. And the breathing usually gets a little easier. There we go. So I'd like you to remember that over the next couple weeks, that when you are feeling out of sorts in any way, it means you have to bring your power back to you. It means too much is going outward and attached to externals. So our first step is to bring it back to us, and then our second step is to drop down lower and come into the felt sense of your being, feeling your seat, the lower back, the belly, pelvis. And when you feel your energy sinking downward, invite the tailbone to soften and release. And tune into that tailbone and the pelvic area, the lower back, the hips, the belly. See if your legs need to spread out or change position to release the lower back. Feel the relationship between the thighs and the hip sockets and see if they feel aligned, and if not, adjust them so that there's a flow from the pelvis and the belly and the lower back into the legs. and an alignment from a felt intuitive sense. Someone might look at you and say, oh, your legs look perfectly aligned. But this is a feeling from inside. And take a few deep breaths, letting your body breathe you. Maintaining the awareness in the lower part of the body. And preparing yourself for an integrative flow. That's what we're doing right now. We're preparing ourselves. And then invite the calf muscles to soften and release. You can greet them with a smile. Let them be surrounded in whatever pretty colors they'd like to be surrounded in. And be patient. Sometimes this is a very smooth shift, but slow. And it's slow because we're not using the mind to force and prod and push and create. It's slow because we're integrating every level of our being and allowing the shifts to occur and align on the physical, the mental, emotional, the heart, the throat, the third eye, the crown. We're bringing the entire system into a synergistic flow. And that takes a little more time. And it's completely different than using the mind to say, to wake up each chakra, project a color into the chakras. That is more of a superficial way of working. This is deeper and more integrative. It's bringing the mind into the right relationship with the rest of your senses, which means that allows the throat, third eye, and crown to come into alignment when the mind is brought into right relationship. The mind turns into a crown of light, including the third eye. And it becomes a beautiful receptacle. And so we're still feeling the lower part of the body. You can feel the calf muscles starting to balance out. And we come down to the soles of the feet, finding the centers on each foot, the right and the left. And you're shifting into a deeply intuitive state. Where you can sense the wholeness of your being. And feel the energy flowing out through the fingertips, through the soles of the feet, into the earth, out the toes. Radiating from the heart. And if your third eye is activated, it is not a laser beam. It is a it's like the Statue of Liberty. It's like a headband around that goes all the way around the circumference of your head, radiating light out. Like the flower headdresses. It's a radiance from the third eye in the center of the head that radiates out in all directions and also vertically connects to the crown chakra, and integrates with the crown and is not projecting out individually from the system, the entire chakra system. Okay. So we are releasing heavy energies, going down into Mother Earth, up into Father Sun, into the heavens above and the earth below. We're connecting with the harmony of the cosmos, becoming coherent. And slowly, all of our energy fields are finding their right balance, their right relationship, fluffing out, clearing, radiating from within. And the thoughts diminish, and the sensation of energy takes over. We greet Mother Earth, Father Sun, we greet the spirit of the water, the spirit of the fire, the spirit of the air, and the spirit of the ethers. We greet the nature spirits, the trees, the animals, the plants, the insects, the unseen beings that exist in nature, the living consciousness. This includes the light beings, the fairies, the gnomes. And we greet the directions, the east, the south, the west, and the north. And we establish our sacred space. Now I'm going to introduce you to the spirit being of this Herkimer. And I'm just going to call her a she. She's entering the axis in the center of the circle right now. And as you feel the circle lightening, that is the frequency of this being. So there is no me and them. We're part of one frequency flow within the sacred circle. And I actually have two Herkimers here, and the second being just entered too. I didn't know if she was going to come. And it's a gentle lightening and brightening, very much in the body, not a type of frequency that's way beyond the earth. It's closer to the earth. And I'm going to put one down and focus on the second being that came in. There's a second vibration that we're going to go through another level of cleansing. Now, crystals are like babies. When we see a baby, we think that their consciousness is in this little body and that they have a little consciousness. But the opposite is true. The baby's consciousness is huge and gigantic. I mean, could be 20 feet, 30 feet, their field could be. They're still connected to the higher realms. And so the size of the baby does not reflect the size of the consciousness. So when you are around a baby or a little child, try to remember that they're relating to you from a very great consciousness. And if you're limiting how you perceive this child, you're missing the entire relationship. And crystals are like that too. Their beings are not reduced to the size of the crystal. So this is a felt sense. If you're thinking right now, and I can tell some of the group members are thinking, the energy is getting limited. So come back to your seat and feet. And it's about sensing with your subtle perception, sinking into your own energy and connection with Mother Earth. Some of you were getting into the thought form of it, and the relationship occurs within your consciousness, your grounded energy. If you get out of your grounding, you're separating and limiting the energy. There we go. So what happens is I'm telling you about this energy, and then all of a sudden your mind gets engaged and you start kind of picturing what I'm talking about. And that's when describing the subtle realms gets us in trouble. So even when I'm describing something, you should come back to your grounding, back to the flow within your being, and don't separate the mind out from the rest of your consciousness. Bring it back. Relax. Everything has to be relaxed. You have to be relaxed to feel the subtle world. There we go. So you know the crystal by how you feel, not by how you project into it. Now I'm going to put this down and ask them to quiet down, that we've enjoyed their company, and they're welcome to join our circle as participants. They've done their job for cleansing. But notice how your mind wanted to separate out and go into visualization away from the felt sense. There. Now you can feel the difference in the frequency of the circle with the crystals and the crystal beings having completed our relationship, and now they're members of the circle. And you can feel it's actually lighter. So Herkimers work very close to the physical, which is where we need the help. And they're really, really good for helping to clear the first, second, third chakras, the physical, mental, emotional bodies. And then, you know, unless they direct us to expand even farther with them, then we're done. It's complete. Now, the next level of purification that's going to occur is coming through the masters and teachers of the class. So they're entering through the central axis, and they will help us with the next level of cleansing. And again, you're receptive here. Don't try to look at them. You're already trying to look at them. Don't do that. The way you'll know them is from inside you. And when I say that, it means that if you're using your mind, you're creating the experience, you're not actually engaged in the real experience. You're projecting something that you think is occurring, rather than allowing it to reveal itself and appear within your consciousness. This is very, very subtle, and it's one of the biggest humps to get over. And if we want to be lifted into the temple of light like we were last week, the purification has to be received. The teachers will lift us up. You cannot push your way into those temples of light. And it's better just to relax and be surprised when you're lifted into the higher realms. So now we've entered through the portal, and it's always one moment you're on one side of the portal door, and the other you're there. It's a shifting of realms that occurs in an instant, and you can't think your way through it. And we are back into the sacred temple, where we each are sitting on that stool of light. It's like a rectangle with a concave top where our seat fits perfectly in. It's like being seated when you take a male and female plugs and put them together. You're seated into the seat of that, of your being. And that pedestal, I guess you would call it, you're sitting comfortably, your feet are on the bottom of it. There's a big ring of light that comes out from the right and left and flows across the bottom of that pedestal. And there's a pool of light within that ring. And we are going to sit there and allow the energies to permeate our being, receiving all that we can of the light and the healing. And again, just relax. Don't try to create the scene. It will show itself to you. But it's happening for everyone, whether you know it or not. And you can feel this vibration is much higher than the Herkimer frequency. It's much more ethereal. We could call this the temple of the Kundalini. The feminine temple of wisdom. And part of that wisdom is that each being has this permanent seat in the heart of cosmic wisdom to always return to. And I'll be quiet for a little bit here so you can feel your own experience. So this is another form of gathering power. It's the feminine golden white light of the Kundalini. And what does power and wisdom feel like? Feels like love, it feels like flow, feels like color and vibration. It's not words. It's an experience of more subtle consciousness. Feeling permeated with this golden energy fills you with wisdom, fills you with power, fills you with compassion and understanding. That will translate into greater consciousness, greater wisdom in your daily life. But it's not a psychic experience. It's a true filling up, an experience of your own consciousness. So it's not where you're trying to know facts or future. It's a pure experience of consciousness, your consciousness. And when you fill up with this and be permeated and informed, by this flow, the results show in your life. Revelations occur, insights occur, situations and opportunities for growth occur. And sometimes there's a resistance. And so you want to invite the energy to reduce resistance as best as you can. And trust and have faith that as you fill up from within, you'll be supported in the steps that you take in your life. This feeling of support from within is very significant. Our culture is not that great at supporting other people. Our competitiveness really gets in the way of that. And so we don't often have a very good feeling of support around us, even in the best of circumstances. The the consciousness of those around us is not that supportive in terms of how clean and clear and pristine the consciousness is. But if you can find this inner support, this inner resource filling up from within, it's amazing to feel that you have the inner support of your human being. And so take a moment to appreciate and feel just how much support and strength and power you're receiving right now. Don't try to translate it into any kind of action or wish for certain results. Just feel the pure support. You're plugged in to a power supply. You're getting recharged. And recognize that you actually have support. I love this feeling of being supported from within. And it's not a flimsy kind of support that can be like a rug that's pulled out from under you. It's genuine, it's integrative, it's got integrity, it aligns with your being, it's authentic, comes from deep within you. It's not fabricated, it's connected to the cosmos and the universal energies. You're plugged in. We're coming to the end of the meditation, and I'd like you to take a moment. You don't have to come out of where you are. You can stay in there. But before I take us off mute, I would like to make sure that you adjust yourself and stretch a little if you need to so that it's quiet when I take us off mute. And I'm going to ask you to tell me how it feels to feel the support from within. And I want you to watch if your being wants to go into complaining about coming from a place of half empty instead of half full. Maybe part of you was still agitated. Maybe part of you didn't feel all of it. But what part of you did feel that support? And find your response in the half full approach, claiming your deeper experience, even if it was covered up by some of the everyday experience that just didn't go away. Claim the deeper experience. Okay, so I'm going to take us off mute. And we are unmuted. Okay. So who would like to go first in telling me how it felt to feel so supported from within?
Well, for me, Sarah, it feels extremely smooth and unblemished.
Nice. Anyone else?
It was peaceful and physically very still and settled.
Great.
It felt rock solid.
I felt plugged in.
Calm and so very clear.
Is anyone struggling to find the half full part? Or are you able to do it? So notice that. Notice how the mind, when we come out of a meditation, it's very easy to forget where you were. And it's really important to claim that experience. Make sure it's acknowledged and not run over by the habits of the mind. I just muted 0230 because of the sound coming from your phone. Anyone else? Do I need to assume that anyone who's not speaking did not feel supported? That all those people who aren't saying something?
No. I just don't know what words to use.
Karen, why don't you try them?
Yeah, I don't know.
Just try a metaphor or a simile. Like Ken said, like rock solid. Is there something that comes to mind that's comparable?
I think I kind of not fell asleep, but I was so relaxed that I just kind of like wasn't really feeling it. You know what I mean?
So you had a very enjoyable, relaxing experience?
Yeah.
Releasing. When we relax like that, we release a lot. And that's a wonderful feeling.
So I'm not really feeling it because I'm not really thinking about anything.
Okay, so no one's thinking about anything. Let me just help you with this, Karen. Okay. So your experience was of, let's say, a total release of any tension and anxiety?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's the first beautiful layer of your experience. So in order to have had that experience, you can assume that you were filled up with that energy so deeply that it allowed you to go into that deeply relaxed state.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that should help a little. Okay? Otherwise, you wouldn't have relaxed that much. You were really, really supported in releasing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So when we are gifted with that kind of relaxation, it means that we did fill up with something inside. Okay.
Okay.
Anyone else?
Yes, I feel that there's more of me inside of my body. Like, I feel like a really big person. And this is Becky just said.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I like that. Filled up with more of you.
I feel that it doesn't have to be questioned at all. It's very pure and be trusted.
Wonderful.
For me, it's like a quiet confidence, but almost like a deep river that's just the depth that moves along and is deep and grounded. I don't know, just quiet.
Okay, so if you didn't put the just in front of it,
How
deep would the quiet be?
it's so smooth and liquidy and flowing and confident. Just the depth with no end of it.
Let's take the just out.
Oh, did I say that again?
Uh-huh. It's interesting. Yeah, go ahead.
Right. Very, very deep and quiet and confident.
Doesn't it feel different when you say it without the just?
It does. It does.
It's interesting. Ken and I both are very alert to the word just.
I'll pay attention from now on.
It's like when people ask you to do a favor, can you just do this little thing? It's never little.
Right.
Okay. Anyone else? Would you like to describe your experience? It helps to describe it, to verbalize and set it into your being.
I felt full and earth-centered, and my hands, especially my tips of my fingers, were tingly. Just pulsing and tingly with the fullness throughout my body.
Yeah, does that feel good, Susan?
Yes, it does.
Oh, good. Okay. Okay, so do we love this feeling of sitting on our golden pedestal?
Mm-hmm.
it's very real. Yeah. This is a very real experience of the feminine Kundalini energy. This is very real. And I'm just going to recap a little. I know we're at 9:15, but remember, we started out with the regular activation of the sacred circle, the grounding and the greeting. And then, remember, I introduced the Herkimer beings, remember, all the way back there?
Mm-hmm.
Did some of you feel the different energies between the two Herkimers that entered our circle with us and could feel the shift. Okay. Mm-hmm. So they're very good for helping to cleanse the mind, the body, and the emotions. Okay. And then you notice we went beyond the crystals.
Mm-hmm.
And the beings of the crystals. We went and entered into relationship with the teachers and masters who are the frequency guides for the class. And then we went through another cleansing. Okay, so then we left the earth plane influence of the crystals and entered into a higher frequency. And then when we were cleansed with the higher frequencies, we slipped through the portal into the Kundalini temple. And you don't even realize that you're stepping through that portal. You just end up there when you're totally flowing with the energy. And so you can see the difference between, let's see, you can see the difference and feel the difference. 2, 4, 3, 1. I'm sorry, I was just interrupted by the sound. You can feel the difference between trying to create, visualize, watch, picture the energy versus being immersed in the full consciousness of your being, which is oneness. And so whatever energy is going to come in, you're going to notice it within your own sphere, within your own flow. And then you reach into you're taken into the deeper realms. So I want you to re-listen to that part where I was giving instruction on that, on this recording during the week. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, mm-hmm. Thank you very much. And I look forward to getting together next week. So God bless and have a beautiful week.